Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with me on the show is same as always, just one from anywhere in the world, actually, I guess. 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This first hour brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, and they help us with the SPCA report. Victor is a line of dog food products where none of the choices they sell contain any wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're naturally preserved, no artificial preservatives in any of the products. And some of the choices that Victor has are completely grain-free, probiotics and prebiotics, and a lot of good things in there. So appreciate their help. Let me tell you about the dogs at the SPCA here just a second. The one that is available today is a good-looking girl. And by the way, good news, last week Mason was adopted, so thank you for that. But this week it's Sammy, and she is a fun-loving 11-month-old shepherd mix. Really, really pretty. Says she had to be surrendered because her family moved away and couldn't take her with them for some reason. Sammy, very intelligent, eager to please, gets along with other dogs, loves nothing more than to play fetch, which doesn't surprise me. Previous owners also said that she is house trained, does very well in a crate, and says she's a very active girl looking for a family that can give her daily exercise and teach her new tricks because she's eager to learn. Really pretty. Check her out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button and check out Sammy. Really, really pretty. And thanks again for help with previous dogs. Wherever you are in the country, help out with the rescue organizations there, the SPCAs and the other rescue organizations. Whether you're looking for a purebred dog or a mutt like we have, there's a veterinarian down in San Antonio, and he and I have been missing phone calls. His name's Bob Kirby. Dan Kirby, I'm sorry, and I might try to get a hold of him and do a set up a fast visit. I had a question for him about one of our dogs. Our little mutt Tater has a leg that's popping out of joint, and it's been that way for a long time. And I was going to chat with him about that and some other things, so we might try to get him on today, and if not, we'll really make an effort to get him next week and talk about dogs a little bit more from that standpoint. My tea this morning, as opposed to the one I had last week, is good. It's a little bit of a takeoff, a little bit of different angle on my regular tea, and it's ginger and lemon based and honey in it. But I also added a pinch of allspice. And allspice is a herb, by the way, that I've for every year, I think about this time, I think about getting one and getting it going again. We used to have a really pretty one in a pot, and I've left it out and got frozen in a real harsh weather. It's a really pretty herb. It has large leaves, and it's great for using in various dishes and everything. And it's real good in this tea, so give it a shot. Ginger, allspice, lemon, and honey. Very good, and good for you. One of the most common questions that's been coming in this week is, what do you do about no-see-ums? I talked with Bob Webster on his show yesterday about no-see-ums and also white flies. I've gotten several questions about white flies lately, and I haven't seen white flies around my garden except on one plant, and it's gladia. It's gardenias. They seem to like gardenias that are in a little bit of stress. But white flies are pretty good if you have just good overall biodiversity in the garden. When we release beneficial nematodes in the early spring like what we recommend for everybody, and we recommend the trichogramma wasp for caterpillars, and it's coming up on time to do that for everybody out there. And the people south of where we are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's time to go ahead and get it done. As plants are leafing out, it's a perfect time to do at least the first round, or maybe the only round of those two beneficials if you're going to do it, and I highly recommend it. Beneficial nematodes control the pests that have a life cycle in the ground, in the soil, of all kinds, fleas, ticks, termites, fire ants, and various beetles and bugs and various pests. The trichogramma wasps help you with lepidopterous insects, in other words, caterpillars, worms that eat foliage, from green worms in the vegetable garden to tent caterpillars and webworms in the trees and all things between. So we recommend both of those for all gardeners. And like I said, coming up on time to do that. If you want more information about those good beneficials, you can go to the website. Go into the library of dirtdoctor.com, and the library is in alphabetical order. You simply click on the letter that you're looking for, trichogramma wasp, go to T's, obviously, and you'll find information, past newsletters we've done on the subject, and the basic information as well. If your local garden center or feed store or nursery does not have them in stock, a lot do, and especially in this part of the world, and the garden centers in Texas tend to keep them. They may not have them yet. And if you need to go ahead and get some right away, you can go to one of the mail order places like Arbico, arbico-organics.com. And that's another source of information for you. They're real good about telling you more details about what you're doing. Let them know what kind of pests that you're trying to take care of. But one of the things that pops up every year and has early this year is no-see-um, some kind of invisible mite or chigger-like insect. Chiggers are pretty easy to control with, you know, the various basic things that we do. They tend to be in real super dry conditions, and you can add a little bit more moisture, and the beneficial nematodes help well, just kicking up the general biodiversity with organic fertilizers, dry molasses and compost and the various things we talk about. Kicks up beneficial life that usually knocks out the chiggers. On the other hand, there's a no-see-um that's some kind of mite. Some people call it chicken mite. Other people call it something else. It's just kind of a mysterious little mite that pops up here and there. It's not very consistent. First time I ever experienced it, one of my gardening friends in Fort Worth years ago called me and she said, "Howard, I'm being driven nuts by a mite." And by the way, she didn't have any animals. She was a gardener that just did plants. And a lot of people think that these things are related to animals, and they may be to a degree, wild animals as well as your own beasts that you have around the place, from chickens and various birds to, you know, dogs and cats. But she was a really fascinating case, because she would go out and really get bitten a lot of times by these invisible mites or pests of some kind. And she was the only person that it ever affected. Other women could come over to the place and walk through the garden and weren't attacked. And men, I've never even had any men tell me that they have this problem. It's generally women that say they have trouble with this pest. So I've got one right now that's we've got conversation going on. The thing I have recommended in the past, there's a few things to do to start with, and this goes for whiteflies or these no-see-ums, either one. One of the organic pest control products that I don't talk about that much is insecticidal soaps. And I rarely talk about it because usually the questions I get are about other kinds of pests than these. And the essential oil products and 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett juice mix or whatever you're using as the base tend to work better than insecticidal soaps. But in the case of white flies, and maybe this might too, the insecticidal soaps may be a little better. And there's several choices. There's a safer brand that's been around forever. I think it's owned by a different company now. The Monterey company owns fatty acid, which is what these insecticidal soaps are, fatty acid product. Several other brand names have similar kinds of things. Biowash works, plant wash works in that situation. And so that's what I would start with if you have either one of these issues. And then there's a couple of steps we can go further that I'll talk about when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 is the number to call me. I'll be back. Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Did you know that 2 of the top 5 most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, excuse me. I was writing a quick answer on Facebook there. Howard Garrett back with you. There's some interesting things on there. Check it out, as always. We'll comment on some of the questions that are coming in that way in a little bit, too. But let me finish on this no-see-em and whitefly thing. Like I said, the first step is insecticidal soaps of some kind. Some people will use just lemon joy. So that, you know, lemon joy at a tablespoon per gallon of water often helps greatly with that situation. And also the second thing to consider would be garlic-based sprays. Garlic tea by itself or garlic pepper tea, maybe even better. Garlic, the first organic pest control spray that I ever used, and I saw how well it worked on aphids and kind of really pushed me over into learning more about it all, was a soap. I just took some soap. I think it was Joy out of the kitchen. I don't know if it was Lemon Joy or not, but mixed it in some water and sprayed it and killed the aphids. So it helps with some of these small insects very well. Then I started learning about garlic and garlic pepper tea, and it was fun telling people how to make the mixture and all that. And that became kind of my main go-to organic pest control. And it works great, and it's a terrific repellent, and it really doesn't kill very much. And so it's good for the beneficial insects. It just repels the pests. And then one thing I suggested to my editor at the Dallas Morning News, actually, who it was yesterday, it was asking me about this question. I think that if all else fails, if those things don't work, and they usually will pretty well, but if they don't, I have a gut feeling hunch about trying something different. And what it is spraying hydrogen peroxide. Spraying hydrogen peroxide at the 3%, like it comes from the grocery store, or if you want to buy the commercial products, you can reduce it down. It comes much stronger than that. You reduce it down, but somewhere around 2 to 3% being what you would spray out, and spray it everywhere on plants and hard surface and the soil, and in this case, chicken coops and dog houses and all that kind of thing. Not that it would kill necessarily these no-see-ems and pests that are a problem, but it might change the environment by killing bacteria and fungi that may be hanging around where these little beasts are hanging out. In other words, just change what they're comfortable with and help you get them under control. It's not going to hurt anything. Bob and I kicked it around, like I said, on his show, and may be a good thing to do in some cases where you've got a real problem pest that you're not getting under control. And if disease is involved in the thing, if you have mold under the house or around the house or something like that, it's the absolute perfect kind of thing to do. The other in the disease category, the mold category, would be one of the borate products like Timbor or Boracare. They'll shut it down as well. Mold, you know, being on the wood and around the house and everything is really a lot easier to control than some people think. Okay, there's some other things to catch up on, but let's get to the phones first here. Brian in Aubrey, Texas. What's up, Brian?
Hi, Howard. Longtime fan. Hey, I thought I would share my expertise on your dog.
Please.
Leg problem.
Please do.
I've been a vet tech for a long, long time, and I've seen this happen over and over. He's probably got what's called a luxating patella.
Ooh.
The rear legs of a dog usually have kind of like a ball joint, and sometimes it'll just simply pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes just pop right in on itself. Sometimes I've seen some vets opt for surgery if it's causing him pain. If it's not causing him pain, a lot of times they'll just let it go and maybe put him on anti-inflammatories or, you know, just kind of keep an eye on it.
Right. Well, Brian, you said you are a vet?
I'm a vet tech.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not smart enough to go to vet school.
Well, me either. Well, luxating, what did you say, patella?
It's called a luxating patella.
Luxating patella. Well, let me tell you how it started. It's kind of interesting. One day we heard little Tater just scream bloody murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard it before when he was fighting with, you know, 110-pound Carmens. He gets, they fight and have a great time, but every now and then, you know, she whacks him so hard that he just, he screams. And then they kiss and make up. She didn't do it on purpose, really. But anyway, it sounded a little different this time. It lasted. And Judy and I were both there and got him. And he was, you know, had his leg, back leg pulled up and everything. And it was the first time he had jumped off of the bed or something and hit funny. And that may be the first time it ever happened. Well, since that time, it pops out every now and then. He runs around on three legs and he pops back in on his own, and he's never made the slightest whimper about it. So,
yeah, some dogs will tolerate it better than others, but it's like I said, some surgeries are involved with it, and then sometimes it's just a kind of what's going on with yours. It sounds like just kind of wait and see if it bothers the dog or not.
Well, if you wait, the longer you wait, does it make the surgery harder to be successful, or would you know?
Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the dog, because some dogs just flat out will stop walking. It sounds like your dog's just doing the tripod move and using three legs instead of four.
Oh, yeah, he just runs around, and then all of a sudden it's back in place, and he runs, you know, as fast as he possibly can, like there's nothing wrong at all. And when we go walking, he really doesn't seem to have the problem at all.
Right.
Well, Brian, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
And we'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Ukrainian news agencies say a charter plane carrying President Viktor Yanukovych was denied permission to take off from a city in eastern Ukraine that is the president's base of support. He left the capital yesterday but vowed to stay in power. His whereabouts are unclear. A former senior DEA official who was briefed on the operation says Mexico's top drug cartel leader's big mistake was starting to come down from his mountain hideout to enjoy finer comforts in resort cities. Joaquin Guzman, head of the Sinaloa cartel, was captured yesterday. Officials investigating a carbon monoxide leak in a New York mall concentrating on the heating system of a restaurant following the death of the eatery's manager. And the global economy can expect a boost from the G20. The finance chiefs say they will try and boost the world gross domestic product by more than $2 trillion in the coming 5 years. This is SRN News.
We live in a dangerous world, and our children are exposed every day to these dangers. We can't always be there to protect them, but we can teach them and give them tools to increase their safety. Over 800,000 kids in America go missing every year. That's 2,000 children reported missing every day. This staggering number was the driving force behind the development of Amber Child Safety. This is a new app for your child's mobile phone, and it's so effective that it's been endorsed by the mother of the missing child that inspired the Amber Alert. Amber Child Safety is simple to install and use, and gives you full control of your child's whereabouts and what they can and cannot do on their phone, including a feature that disables texting while driving. And now you can try it for free. That's right. Call us now, and we'll give you the Amber Child Safety app to try for free. Call 1-800-944-7582. That's 1-800-944-7582. 1-800-944-7582. Again, 1-800-944-7582.
With Esperance Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Charlotte Bobcats haven't made the NBA playoffs since 2010, but the Bobcats improved to 4-0 since the All-Star break, defeating Memphis 92-89 Saturday. Kemba Walker scored 31 points, helping an 18-3 fourth-quarter run. Charlotte is 27-30 and in seventh place in the Eastern Conference. Paul George scored 32 points as the Eastern Conference-leading Indiana Pacers beat Milwaukee 110-100. Dirk Nowitzki scored 24 points. As Dallas down Detroit 113-102, the Mavs are eighth of the Western Conference. Atlanta ended its eight-game losing streak by erasing a 17-point deficit in the second half of a 107-98 win over New York. Elsewhere, it was Washington 94, New Orleans 93, Minnesota 121, Utah 104, Sacramento 105, Boston 98, and Golden State 93, Brooklyn 86. This is Esrin Sports. At the NFL Combine, Louisville quarterback Teddy Bridgewater had this message for NFL scouts.
No doubt. I feel that I'm the best quarterback in this draft, and I'm not just going to sit up here and just say it. There's obviously actions that have to back up these words, and I'm just confident in myself and my capability of just to be able to play this position.
Quarterbacks could be taken with four of the top 10 picks. The U.S. men's hockey team will leave Sochi without a medal after a very uninspired performance in a 5-0 loss to Finland in the bronze medal game. U.S. forward Zach Parise says the team could not overcome the semifinal loss to Canada.
To have back-to-back not great efforts, it's just unacceptable at this point of the tournament.
The Americans were blanked in their last two games and failed to score in their final 137-plus minutes. Ted Ligety failed to medal in the men's slalom after finishing sixth of the first run. He did not finish the second. Mario Mott of Austria won the gold to become the oldest Alpine champion in Olympic history. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and there's an open line for you to jump right on here at 866-444-3478. Somebody said that on Facebook, they said they weren't going to be able to call, and they threw me a question, and let me answer that, and then we'll go back to the phones. The question was about prickly pear, not blooming, Opuntia, and The person wrote in, said that the pear gets 4 to 6 hours full sun. That may be the problem right there. Prickly pear is designed for blazing hot full sun all day long and likes that condition the best. But 4 to 6 hours, you should be able to get some flowers. I think the key in this case would be that you're maybe keeping the area a little too moist, and that can lead to bigger issues than just not having some flowers. Prickly pear, where really good moisture levels are kept in the root zone and biological activity builds, can actually lead to the demise of the plant. You can actually see that on ranches where there's prickly pear, and the rancher goes organic by stopping to use synthetic fertilizers and start, just recycling compost and the animal manures and building biodiversity. You'll see as the soil improves and the kind of varieties of grasses and forbs starts to change and increase, you'll see the prickly pear get into stress. And the first thing that you'll see that's proof of that is that the little white spots start showing up all over the pads of the cactus. And that's cochineal. That's the insect called cochineal, which is a little white, fuzzy things that if you smash them, it's the prettiest dark red material you've ever seen. You'd think it'd make a good dye, and it does. It's a wonderful dye. It's been used for centuries. But anyway, that's a telltale sign. When you see the cochineal on there, you know your puntia is going downhill. So in other cactus, probably kind of in that same category. So in a situation where you're getting 4 to 6 hours of sunlight on a cactus, and you know that that's not perfectly ideal, you need to be really careful to water, and then wait as long as you can before you water again. Really let that soil dry out. That pulsing alone of the moisture in the soil will help set buds, and that may solve the problem right there. The other thing that I would personally do and recommend to you to do is to add a mild Garrett juice mixture to your watering while you're still not getting blooms. There's nothing that sets buds better than that mixture, compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. Make your own formulas on the website. Don't put it on real strong, and don't do it, you know, real often, but I don't want you to water real often anyway. So cut the watering back, really have a big space between the waterings, and when you do water, either put the Garrett juice mixture in every time diluted. I do it at about half of the normal strength, or just do it every other time, one of the two, and I think you'll get the plant to blooming for you. Back to the phones now, Russell in Crowley. Hello, Russell.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
Well, this is the first year for my new asparagus bed.
Okay.
And I cut the ferns back when they were dead. I added black cow, and I put in compost, mushroom compost. And I've got about 4 or 5 prawns that have come up. And 3 of them have they've come up about right about time to cut it and wilted down to nothing. And I don't know if it's frost or if there's something in the soil or what it is.
Well, it's early. I've got asparagus all over the place, and I've even some of them haven't cut the brown foliage off yet. And we were working in the garden yesterday, and I was looking pretty closely, and I didn't see any coming on at all. So yours are jumping the gun a little bit. When did you plant them?
I planted 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Did they produce pretty well last year?
They did. I did not cut any last year. I let it all go to fern.
Oh, man, I can never do that. I always have to get a few and do a little grazing out in the garden. I got a feeling that for some reason yours, I just loves the conditions so much it jumped the gun a little bit, and I would think that light frost could be the culprit. And the other possible culprit here, Russell, is mushroom compost. I am not a fan at all of mushroom compost.
Okay.
So next time you go that route, the black cow is really good. Anybody that makes compost could have a strange situation where they could have some contamination. So there's no absolute perfect thing other than if you made your own compost with your own material that you knew was grown organic. That's the only way to be 100% sure. But mushroom compost has some bad ingredients. They put straw in it. They put synthetic fertilizers in it. There's a lot of peat moss in mushroom compost. And it's just, I doubt that it would be the direct culprit of making the shoots wilt and go bad, but it could be part of it. Might be a combination of the two. What you've done, you could counteract by just adding some good quality organic fertilizer, some dry molasses, Garrett juice, you know, liquid drench and that sort of thing, and help neutralize it out. But mushroom compost really isn't a compost.
Right. I put all of that on, I put all of the amendments that you recommend on prior to adding the black cow and the mushroom compost.
When did you do that?
Probably the 1st of January.
Okay. I got a feeling that you've just kind of been overly nice to your asparagus, which is going to be great long term, but mm-hmm. you forced some pretty early spears.
Okay.
And they just didn't like the cool weather.
Well, that's encouraging because, I mean, it's probably our family favorite. So.
Yeah, I don't think you have a problem there at all. Keep me posted on it and take a picture just in case and fire it over to us at info@dirtdoctor.com and I'll see if I see anything else. But I think you've just done a little bit too much tender, loving care. The mushroom compost is just kind of a side issue. Like I said, I don't think it would have been directly the culprit, but it could have been part of it.
Well, I got it. It's laying on top. Do you want me to go scoop it off?
I would and throw it in the compost pile and let it get composted properly and neutralized with your good stuff in your own compost pile.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Keep me posted.
Hey, you have time for one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Your screener asked if I wanted a sample of the new dog products you're recommending, and I have been a lifelong 15-year follower of you, and our white lab has never had anything but Munster, so I was just curious what the change was for.
In your case, I'd probably keep feeding the dog the Munster. It's a quality dog food. It happened. I'm getting the question pretty regularly now, which is understandable. They decided to make a change in how they market the product, to be honest with you, is how it started. And so we started looking around at other dog foods, and it was very educational because I didn't know, the quality was out there as good as it is. And we ran into this company called Victor over in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and they were doing everything that I recommend. They were, they don't have any chemical preservatives in their facility. Other dog food companies will do some of both generally. Well, they don't do any at all. They don't use any corn, wheat, or soy in any of their products. And they had some of the lines that they sell totally grain-free. Munster doesn't have a grain-free product, and that intrigued me. So just kind of a combination of the two. They were eager to work with us and support the show and the SPCA situation, and we, Judy and I, and Tater and Carmen have been very impressed with the Victor product. But if your dog's doing great on Munster, stick with it. It's a great product too.
Yes. You saying they're marketing it different to a different audience, or what did you mean by their?
Just not with me. It was the way it all started, and so it made us start looking around for what else was out there, and lo and behold, we ran into something we fell in love with.
That's kind of weird because I bought it because of you, so that's kind of interesting that they would get away from you. But
companies change, things happen, but it's there's other good quality products out there as well. But it's one that we don't regret recommending for a long time. A lot of people have had tremendous success with it. There are some people that didn't have success for one reason or another. So. We're going this other route. If you want to try it, by all means do. But if there's some reason why the dog favors the Munster, stick with it.
Well, I think the one thing that we've been impressed with is the veterinary has seen no issues of hip dysplasia, which is common in a Labrador-type dog. So,
well, I think you're going to see that with any of the products that do a good job with the quality ingredients and don't have the chemical preservatives in there. There's still some really big name pet foods out there that put BHA and BHT and ethoxyquin in their products. So as long as you stay away from those and have good, essential fatty acid mixes in the food because of the quality of the ingredients, you're going to be fine from that hip dysplasia standpoint, or at least be as fine as you can possibly be.
Right. Yeah. I understand. Well, she's 13 years old.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, doing awesome. So, all right, thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay, appreciate the call. Thanks. And there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Doctor, really enjoy your show.
Thanks, sir.
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about, a caller called in about the kudzu vine, the positive benefits that the kudzu vine has inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It grows here wild. I mean, it is everywhere. Any vacant wooded area is overrun with the kudzu vine. How can I find out how to do some harvesting of this? Because I could have a ton of it. every day.
Well, you can find out right now. Go out there with your weed eater or a machete or whatever you want to do and just cut it. It's a viney, as you know, big leaf plant. Just cut off as much as you can and stuff it in a big sack. Take it home, chop it up with a machete, or run it over it with a lawnmower or something, grind it into smaller pieces, make it a big percentage of your compost pile, and it will make the most beautiful compost you've ever seen. Now, you can also use it as a feed for livestock, too, if you have any need for that. It's very high protein and used for that a lot also.
Well, I think the caller was saying it actually has medicinal properties for people.
Well, it does, but let me put you on hold. I'll talk to you off there. It's about the underground part of the plant. Hang on, I'll get with you in a second. Howard Garrett, be back right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me, by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
With you, Bill and I talked a little bit more about kudzu off the air. He was interested in the medicinal value of it. And I told him to do a web search. Others may be interested in the same deal real quick. If you do a search for medicinal book on medicinal properties of kudzu, and I'm going to do it myself. I just haven't had time to do it yet. But probably one of the first things that will come up will be this book that I've got. I've got a copy of it at the office. I just don't remember the name of it. But it's really good. It goes into a lot of information about how to grow it, although it's not very hard to grow, and then how you use it in the various ways and all that. So I'll try to pull that up, but just do a search on kudzu medicinal value and something will come up. Our friend from Gecko Hardware, Andrea, is on the line with us. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Howard. How's it going?
Good morning. Doing great.
Well, I'm calling you from Atlanta today.
Are you? What's going on there?
Well, it's the big spring market for True Value. We're out here buying all kinds of fun new products to have in the store.
Great. Super.
So we're finding neat things, too. So I just have a couple of things to let all of your listeners know about today.
Sure.
At Gecko Hardware, of course, we're open from 10 to 5 today. We have a free tomato plant for every Howard Garrett listener. All you have to do is just tell them at the register, where's my free tomato plant, and they will have one for you while they last. I mean, we only have a certain amount, so get there early. And then we also have a free sample of Victor dog food. So your listeners are going to load up on freebies today.
That's good. What varieties of tomatoes do you have?
We have black creme and Cherokee purple and those cute little pears, you know, the little yellow pears.
That's a good one. Easy to grow. That's good for kids, especially.
You know, my bum of a son, French, who's in college, you know, down at UT, he comes home on weekends every spring, right? And I'll send him outside to gather the tomatoes. And what's funny is when I go out, I can get lots of those little yellow pears off of the plant, but he tells me every time there are no yellow pears.
There were none out there. Boy, it's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing? So somehow between the tomato plant and my kitchen, they all disappear.
They just vanish. You know, the one called...
They're like candy, aren't they?
One that you need to probably add, if you don't have it, you probably already have some seed packets of it, but the one called Wild Currant. Yeah, they're even smaller than the yellow pear and easier to grow, and they grow like grapes, and it's a terrific one for people to grow in containers and really good for kids to get started in gardening and all that because they're so, so easy to do. Well, that's great. Tell everybody where Gecko Hardware is.
You betcha. We're at 10233 East Northwest Highway, which is at the corner of Northwest Highway and Ferndale. There's a big Albertson store, and we face right out into their parking lot. So come on by today. We've got a great crew at the store. You'll have a lot of fun. We have a wonderful setup of all of our spring greenhouses and plant protectors, and we'd love to have you come over and get a free tomato plant and a free sample of Victor dog food.
Well, I was there yesterday. I bought myself a steel hard hat with ear protection for a little project I was going to tell everybody about that I'm going to be doing Monday. So store looked great, as usual. Way to go.
Well, thank you, Howard. Talk. I had some folks come in the other day from out of state, and they said, this is like our hometown hardware store that we have back home. And I said, well, that's a good compliment.
That's perfect. So. Perfect description. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you, Howard. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Andrea with Gecko Hardware in Dallas, for the people in Dallas. Yeah, I was there yesterday and bought this steel helmet. I'm going to be teaching some people, golf course employees, actually, tomorrow, how to use an air spade, which is going to be kind of fun. I'm delighted that golf course owner and superintendent have gotten interested in that and realized the value to the trees, because every golf course out there that I've ever played, and I'm sure it's every one of them out there, unless it's just an extremely rare thing, which I would love to see, has a very high percentage of the trees on the golf course too deep in the ground. Because a lot of golf courses, you know, planted them too deep in the first place. In other cases, erosion and silting has happened over the years. In other cases, regrading has been done. You know, golf course remodeling changes and trees have gotten too deep. So we're going to be showing them how to use the air spade. And they got themselves a brand new air spade of their own. That's going to be fun. I love using the tool. It's great. And we'll try to do some pictures and maybe even a little bit of video so we can have some of that on the website for you. Next up is Raymond in Lancaster, Texas. Hey, Raymond.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing today?
Could not be better. What's up with you?
Okay, now those two small tomatoes you just talked about,
mm-hmm.
Give me some, definitely go get some of them.
Well, you'll have to call around. They won't be in every store, but I've been talking about them for years. They're called a couple of different names. They're called Wild Currant, C-U-R-R-E-N-T. I think that's how to spell it.
Wild Currant, like a water running?
Yeah, uh-huh. And they're also sold just as currant tomatoes sometimes. But just look at the description on them. They'll call them grape size or very small. And they're terrific, and you can plant them from seed or get the little transplants, and they're really, really good. If you had something else, Raymond, hang on. I've got to run. I'll talk to you off the air. We'll be back for another hour or two, depending on whether your radio station carries both hours or not. I hope they do. You can get information about where we're located across the country on DirtDoctor.com. And just go to the radio button right on the homepage. And if you want our newsletter, it's free. It goes out weekly. Just fill out the form that's on the homepage or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and say that you want the newsletter. Different subject, one subject at a time usually on our newsletter, and we have a lot of fun with it. To be on the show, it's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll see you later.